Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A new report on identity theft reveals the psychological impact of this crime. Joining me now, Eva Velasquez, CEO of the Identity Theft Resource Center. Thanks for your time this morning.
Happy to be here, Megan.
I know you do a lot of reports on these crimes, and your organization asked these victims of identity theft about their mental well-being. I'm really curious to hear what they told you.
Well, you know, we've been doing this report for 22 years, and we've always gone much deeper than how much time did you spend and how much money did you lose. So we ask, what were the emotions? What physical impacts did you have? What were the long-term life impacts? And unfortunately, we're seeing these emotional impacts continue to get even more and more severe. So while people tell us they feel violated, they feel vulnerable, they feel like they can't trust anyone, what really took my breath away was the rates of reported considering self-harm. So people feeling suicidal. For the ITRC victims, so those are people that called us and sought assistance from us in the previous year, that rate was 14.4%. And for general consumers who didn't get help, didn't necessarily have a resource, for those that self-identified as a victim, it was 67%. People are thinking that the only way to resolve this issue is to end their life. That's devastating.
Give us a sense of the loss of control for someone who has had their identity stolen.
Well, I think what ends up happening for a lot of folks is that they are just going along with their life, and then they're trying to move forward in some way. Maybe they're applying for a new credit card. Maybe they are trying to get a mortgage loan. Young people, students, applying for student aid. And they are unable to take that action because they find out someone else has already done this, or someone else has been acting in their name and has either destroyed their credit or is already getting government benefits. And so it comes almost out of nowhere. And when a lot of people that I talk to say, well, I thought that there were guardrails in place to stop this. I thought there were protections in place to stop this from happening to me. And so when those processes and guardrails demonstrably fail, it really makes people think, well, what can I trust? Can I, you know, engage in that digital transaction? Is that email real? It just really makes them trust nothing, which slows down the pace of their life, and it's all very confusing. And then when you add to that the recovery process is very time intensive and laborious, and so much of the onus is on the individual, then they've got this overwhelm. Not only can I not trust anything, but I have to do all of these steps and do all of these things just to recover what was already rightfully mine, my identity.
When we look at the financial loss that these victims experience, I'm kind of blown away by the amount of loss for some people.
Oh, you and me both. Look, I've been in this space for decades. And it used to be when I saw financial losses in the tens of thousands, it was staggering to me. And when I look at the 11% of ITRC victims that lost $1 million or more, through some kind of identity crime, whether it was scams or fraud or an identity theft. It takes my breath away. I truly, it's almost hard to wrap your head around. But I also want to remind people that even when we're looking at these breathtaking numbers, we have to remember that some of these losses, even if it's, you know, less than $1,000, for some people, that can be extremely devastating. We have to consider that the resources that someone has available to them to recover prior to being victimized plays a key role. And so if you don't have the resources to bridge a $1,000 gap, it is going to impact your life.
You alluded to the fact that you worked in a district attorney's office for decades. And so you mm-hmm. know how difficult it is to prosecute these types of crimes. What does that alone do to victims if they feel like there's no closure or penalty for what's happened?
There's a couple things going on there. The first one being everybody wants justice. And so when you feel like someone has gotten away with this, it just feels wrong. Like there's no consequence to someone harming me. And people do want that sense of justice, but oftentimes it's hard to even locate the thief. We can't even do attribution and figure out who committed this crime, much less put together enough of a case to prosecute it and prove that beyond a reasonable doubt. But the other piece of that is when you don't know who did it, it becomes this nebulous shadow that's just hanging over you. I mean, think about that in terms of the physical world. When people have a break-in, a home burglary, or their space is violated, and I think that's something we can all relate to, you're very unsettled because you don't know who did it. You don't know when they're coming back. You, rightfully so, believe that they're still out on the streets and they can still do this again. Well, this crime victim population has all of those same feelings. So it's very disconcerting to feel like there's no justice. And I don't know, this person is still out there and they could do it again to me or to someone else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think what's really interesting too about your report, though, is that when it comes to people who are repeat victims, it looks like people who have gone through your organization have far less chance of being repeat victims than just general consumers out there. What do you think has led to that?
Well, our hope is that it's because our recovery services that include protection information is working. So when someone calls us for assistance, and it's direct one-on-one assistance, and it is at no cost to them because we are a charity organization, we not only give them the information to resolve the immediate issue, whatever it is they're dealing with, we then also provide them with information to not only shore up the vulnerabilities in that sector, that area where their victimization occurred, we also give them information about how to protect your identity in general, how to practice good cyber hygiene, good cybersecurity, all of those things that are intertwined.
What are the best ways that we can guard against identity theft? Give us some of those takeaways before we go.
First thing I want people to do is freeze their credit. If you haven't already done it, please do so. We have lots of information on our website. We've partnered with a frozen pie. This is a free service. It's just a one-stop shop, so you can freeze your credit on our website. Gives you all of the information you need, and you can do it for your kids. So you can do it on their behalf and set them up so that's not a vulnerability for them. I also encourage people, look, it's all about passwords and good hygiene online with your accounts. So please use unique passwords across all of your accounts. I know it's hard. I know it's time consuming. Use password managers. And if you must, go ahead and write them down. But you got to do that old school. You have to do that on a piece of paper and put that in a secure location. But using the same easy password across all your accounts is a huge vulnerability for people. And the last thing I would tell people is to enable MFA. That's multi-factor authentication on all your accounts, not just the ones where it's mandatory, but any look and see if it's available, if it's an option to you, and opt in. Look, the best thing to do is to use passkeys. They're not available everywhere, but where they are, absolutely use them, and then you don't have to worry about passwords and MFA. But until we move, you know, strictly to passkeys, we've got to look at all three of those things.
Eva, thanks for taking time with our listeners today.
It was a pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to come back and answer more questions.
Fantastic. That is Eva Velasquez, CEO of the Identity Theft Resource Center, joining us here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.